KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. My first year in show business, a hit TV show was a show that got roughly a 25 to 30 share. That is, about 25 or 30% of all TVs in use were tuned to that show. These days, of course, that wouldn't be a hit. It would be a monster hit, a shout from the rooftop, stock price inflating, big bonus getting smash. Those days are gone, of course, and nothing proves that more than A, those numbers don't exist anymore, and B, that concept doesn't even exist anymore. The share number was a percent of what used to be called hut levels, households using television, which conjures up families in living rooms fighting over a newborn baby-sized remote, rather than the way it is now, with each family member staring slack-jawed at his or her phone. But you can't go back, as we all know. Technology and progress move only in one direction, and it's a direction without 30 shares, mostly. But there is only one segment of show business that still operates on that kind of massive scale, and it's the part of the entertainment industry called politics. To be elected president of the United States, at least since the year 2000, has required a candidate to get at least a 50 share on one particular day. The current president got a 53 share in 2008 and slightly less in 2012, but even his opponent managed the equivalent of a very, very powerful 48 share. I mean, those are big numbers. Those are better than the Super Bowl, better than the Olympics, better than ER back when ER was huge. Which leads me to this. I usually hate to talk about politics, mostly for the same reason I hate to talk about digestive problems. It's not that funny, and it's hard to talk about or listen to material about that subject without feeling sick yourself. But it's often said that politics and show business are mighty similar, and that's true and not true. Show business is, frankly, a whole lot easier. If a movie sells 5 million tickets its opening weekend, maybe a $50 million opening, it's a big hit. If a TV show gets a 20 share or even an 11 share these days, it's on its way to millions of dollars. But if a politician gets a 20 share, he or she is a loser. If a presidential candidate has a $50 million opening or even a $100 million opening, it's the biggest and most humiliating defeat in American politics. In other words, cable TV and feature films and streaming video and all the other parts of show business really have nothing in common with presidential politics. The closest thing we have in the entertainment business is broadcast television, that old-fashioned and much maligned but still extremely profitable business of getting as many eyeballs as possible to watch your show pretty much when it's on. Broadcast TV is about being broadly appealing, about being smart and different enough to be magnetic and interesting, but not too niche or narrowly appealing to be off-putting or hard to ease into. Broadcast TV isn't binge TV. It's not supposed to be addictive or obsess-inducing. You're not supposed to stay up late watching more of it or kill a weekend catching up to it. You're supposed to relax to it, unwind in front of it, and that's why when it's good and smart and successful, it's hugely profitable. That's also why it's sometimes more tame and, yes, a little more bland than what you find on cable or streaming. So here comes the politics. To become president of the United States, you have to be smart and different enough to be magnetic and interesting, but not too niche or narrowly appealing to be off-putting or hard to ease into. Successful presidential candidates aren't supposed to be addictive or obsess-inducing. You're not supposed to get your audience wound up and anxious. You have to be a little more tame and, yes, a little more bland to get to that magic 50 share. But that's what people mean, I think, by that old saw, who would you rather have a beer with? It's not so much about being likable and personable. It's about not being exhausting and intense. That's cable. That's Hulu. And it's a great business with good shows, but they aren't getting a 20 share, let alone the 50 plus you need to get to the White House. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get friendly for KCRW.